oh, just where they play games. And I went to one, what they call pound supper, where everybody'd bring a pound of something to eat. And they'd had just kerosene lamps. And so boy and girl would walk around, they'd all get out and walk around the house. And they'd have one big cake. And they'd take that cake and you'd walk around the house and you'd hold it as long as they'd let you, and then you'd have to hand it on to the next couple and the next couple around the house. And then when they'd shoot a gun or something, and the one that was holding the cake, when that went off, they got to keep the cake. And, oh yeah, entertainments. They had what they called entertainments. That's where they just play little games of various kinds. She wouldn't even let us go to any form of dancing. Not even the kind where they didn't have music, where they just had what they call the play parties. Before I got married, I did go to two or three of them.
What kind of music did? What were the instruments and what did they use?
Oh, violin and guitar.
Piano?
They didn't know what in the country out there had piano.
Did you play?
There was one man, my brother's wife. Her father and mother had a player piano.
She said you learned how to play the piano.
But they only had the organ at home, so I couldn't play all the pieces that I had learned. But I could play religious music on that organ. And Mama, every once in a while, that's the only kind of music we had in the home. Later on in life, they had the big radio, I guess. But not early. There wasn't anything. And Mama would ask me, said, Mildred, go in there and play some songs. Play, said, I'm going to hear you play. And I would, because I could play those on the organ without. They had plenty of octaves for that, but not for all the music that I took the lessons for the piano.
Did you ever go to any candy pullings or anything like that?
Never did. My husband said he did, but we didn't have any. If they had any out there, I didn't know. And my mother never would let my sister or Velma, that come to live with us after my older sister passed away when we got older. She wouldn't let us go by ourselves anywhere. Either one of the brothers had to go along, or some man had to go along at night when we went, because we walked mostly in the summertime to those things. And maybe the brother that's next to me would go with us, but he was young and he didn't like to go too much. Then when my husband and I started dating, Velma'd go with us.